You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Johnny Manziel tweeting 3 minutes ago that he loves Chipotle. I love Chipotle.
I love Chipotle.
What's your go-to order?
Go-to is a burrito bowl.
Okay.
Brown rice.
Okay. Two for two.
Black beans.
Me too. Okay.
Double chicken.
Okay.
And I go cheese, lettuce, pico.
That's it.
Yes.
All right.
And the corn.
And the corn.
Oh yeah.
So I would go bowl, brown rice, okay, black beans.
Yeah.
Double chicken, like double carnitas for the quad.
Ooh.
For the quad.
Ooh.
Meat.
It's like a $14 burrito.
Quad meat. And then I would go the pico,
yeah,
the hot,
okay,
the corn, and lettuce.
Well, you know I don't dig the hot.
I love the hot.
I know you do.
Gibbs, what do you go, Chipotle?
Hold on.
Well, I like
six-tuplet meat.
Six. No, I don't know if you can go higher.
Double
than,
rice.
I don't know if you can go higher than quad.
Hold the lettuce.
I don't know if you could go more than quad meat.
Well, they have to like give you an additional bowl.
Yeah, you would certainly have to do that as well. So here's an interesting question about this Deflategate, just something to ponder that was just tweeted out. If a genius like Bill Belichick has been caught twice, how much has he actually gotten away with?
That's a great point. You know, and what other rules have they deciphered so much and found loopholes in? You know, that we've yet to discover.
Well, we saw that with what they did against Baltimore. That,
yes,
was the first time they used that, the eligible, ineligible, uh-huh, men on the field, except, et cetera.
It'll be interesting to see because Josh McDaniels and myself are still friends. And I want to – so when the season's over, I'm going to ask him, not so much about Deflategate or anything of that sort.
How did you guys become boys?
His dad coached me in the North-South All-Star,
right,
game out of
that's
high school.
Right, that's right.
And then just, you know, playing against him and through, you know, mutual respect in that way, we've kind of always connected. But I'm going to ask him who was the brainchild of the formation versus the Ravens.
Yeah,
because if it's him, he'll want to take credit for it
of
to
course.
Me.
Of course.
And then, of course, I'll come on here and say that he was.
Well, maybe he won't tell you now. All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and bring in ESPN NFL insider Adam Kaplan. He's all over the media. Adam, welcome to the show.
Guys, good to talk to you.
Great to talk with you as well. Right now, all signs pointing to the Browns hiring John DeFilippo as their new offensive coordinator. You sent out a series of tweets, and one of them was that this was a home run hire for the Browns. If you could expand upon that, please do.
Yeah, I actually been working on this story for 2 weeks. I kind of had an idea that he was going to get this job, but it wasn't for certain until the last 48 hours. So I've been gathering information on his background, kind of learn who he is, and talking to coaches from just about everywhere he's been in the National Football League. And people rave about him. Unlike I've heard of any young coach, he's only 36 years old. He's been waiting, talking to someone who's very close to him his whole career to be a coordinator. And now some people actually believe he's going to be head coach someday. So everything I've heard is extremely positive. I remember talking to Greg Olsen, who's now going to be the Jaguars offensive coordinator, about him at camp last year. He loves him. Probably would have taken to Jacksonville if had he not got the Browns job. I've talked to five teams. Five of them now confirm that five different teams wanted to hire him as their quarterback's coach. That tells you the popularity of this coach. And it's pretty amazing. This guy also is, although he hails somewhat from Ohio, he also spent a lot of his life in Philadelphia because his father was the former Villanova athletic director. And he played football at Radnor High near the Villanova area. And here's a guy that went to James Madison, I think, to play quarterback. And it's a guy who knows the offensive coordinator position well from the people he's worked with and the quarterback position well. And now he's going to lead the Browns offense going forward.
Adam, what type of system do you expect him to bring here to Cleveland?
Yeah, I talked to someone, a coach, who thinks that it's probably going to be more West Coast-based, not totally West Coast, but it's going to be that verbiage system, the lettering system, not the numbering system, which is non-West Coast. He's going to match it up, though, to the personnel that he has. And obviously, what's going to happen for agency in the draft, at quarterback, at wide receiver, at tight end, will kind of match up kind of play calling we're going to see from him, because right now you can't just say he's going to do one thing or the other, because right now really don't know what he's going to have to be able to work with because there's so much uncertainty at wide receiver and tight end for the Browns.
There certainly is. And as you see this team head into free agency and the offseason, how big of a priority is kind of getting those two positions settled?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, well, the number one would be quarterback. Right now,
yep,
they don't have a starting quarterback. And That to me is their number one priority, whether it's going to be free agency or actually free agency will happen. Whether they sign someone or trade for somebody, you can mark this down. They're going to do something. They know this internally that this is as good of a coach as Mike Bennett for defense and Jim O'Neill. Until you have the quarterback, you can't win. I mean, they'll never. You saw what happened in their collapse after a 7-4 start.
Yep.
When Brian Hoyer kind of regressed, I mean, it wasn't just him. It's a loss of Alex Mack, his inability to run the football, very little wide receiver. Josh Gordon wasn't the player he once was, and they've got a major. I mean, DeFilippo's got a major challenge here, and so does Ray Farmer, the general manager, and Patton. They've got so much work to do on the offense. I mean, this is, to me, the focus of their offseason must be on the offensive side of the football.
I certainly think it will. We're talking with Adam Kaplan, NFL insider for ESPN, SiriusXM NFL Radio, many other outlets as well. Adam, when you look at this team, you talk about the quarterback being a huge need. Do you think bringing in a young guy like a DeFilippo who worked well with Derek Carr signals that they think that he's got a plan for Johnny Manziel?
Well, you know, I really don't know on the interview process. I'm not sure what was said, but I do know this. Manziel is going to be part of the thought process going forward, but he won't be the thought. It's about winning now. It's not about, hey, we spent a first round pick, we got a plan. I know this for a fact. Jimmy Haslam is given no directive. He's not said, okay, you guys got to play him. He hasn't done anything like that.
Right.
Haslam has learned. Okay, we could say what we want. Haslam was heavily involved in the selection of Manziel. Since then, I think he's been mostly hands off. To his credit, I think he's learned from his mistakes. You hire these coaches, you're paying these coaches, let them coach. I think that Ray Farmer, as a general manager, is going to figure this out with the quarterback position. I think Manziel again, and DeFilippo, I don't know how much experience he has working with quarterbacks like Manziel, but DeFilippo is a former quarterback, so he knows the mindset. And he's watched the tape. I've talked to people who know him. He's watched the tape. He knows kind of what he's getting into here. And Brian Hoyer, unlikely to be back, but again, whoever they add, I would expect them to add at least two quarterbacks to the mix. Well, we didn't mention Connor Shaw, but he'll be there. Whoever they add, and whoever's going to start, I don't think this is a one-year fix. I think they want to feel like, okay, whoever we have on our roster is not going to be a one-year fix. I don't think it's a Brian Hoyer one-year transition quarterback. I think it's going to be, let's look for the next 3 to 4 or 5 years.
Adam, do you think that Mark Sanch is a name that's hitting free agency this year in his connection to John DeFilippo, or potentially Carson Palmer, who could be released by the Arizona Cardinals, could be part of that fix?
No, Carson Palmer, guys, wherever they sign it, he signed a different contract. He's not going anywhere. So I think it's you mentioned Sanchez, who DeFilippo worked with in 2009, maybe someone like that as a free agent. Well, the Eagles, I think, would like him back. I think someone in a trade route. You have to look at other rosters. This is an historically bad year for the draft at the quarterback. That's why I think guys like Mike Glennon, Kirk Cousins, maybe some other quarterbacks out there, can not only have value for the Browns, but other teams. And that this is a year I think quarterbacks could be traded, because I'm telling you, free agency is bad for quarterback, and potentially, and I'm at the Senior Bowl here, and I would talk to GMs about this, and executives. That's why I think people are unleashing that Glennon and Cousins, and by the way, Cousins drew the interest of the Browns last year, but they couldn't work anything out.
Sure.
They've got to do something here. Again, I think they'll add two quarterbacks one way or the other.
What do you think the future holds for Josh Gordon?
I think he's at a crossroads here. Obviously, we know about the sniffing off the field history. I think he knows that. He's got to stay on the straight and narrow, and then got to get in better shape. And he's got to, he had a lot of issues with route running, talked to people close to the situation, wasn't real polished when he came off suspension. I think the suspension hurt him. There's no question about that. Much more than people really knew. He's got to get himself back. I do like Andrew Hawkins as a great slot receiver. Unfortunately, Miles Austin got hurt. I mean, Ray Farmer's got a big challenge with his hand at wide receiver. And he's got to add at least two significant pieces there. I think, and you know what? They know this. They've got plenty of cap space.
Yep.
And now the receiver on paper looks unbelievable for free agency, but most of the receivers will be kept by their respective team.
Right.
Adam, the one thing I want to do to deviate off the Browns really quickly, garnering up many, many, many national headlines, is Deflategate. What's your take on the whole Deflategate probe?
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. So yesterday at the first practice at the Senior Bowl, a former NFL quarterback came up to me and said, hey, I know who you are. I'd like to talk to you. about what happened with the Patriots. And this guy, I talked 15 minutes with this guy about it. He never said he had anything against the Patriots. He said, I just want you to know when you speak on TV, you need to speak intelligently about it. And I said, okay, well, explain to me what you as a former quarterback thought about it. So the issue there is, he goes, I have averaged a little bit over average hands. And he said, if you deflate the balls, even 10%, it's a major advantage for me because I could grip it better. And, you know, whether it's cold weather or wet weather, it gives me an advantage. So I think, and also I talked to a special teams coach. Now he said that, but punters want it inflated as much as possible because you don't want it, you want it flat.
Like a balloon. Right.
Right, exactly. So that doesn't really apply. But for a quarterback, it absolutely does. I mean, I've now talked to two former players, two former coaches. The two coaches said, well, there's no question about it. For a quarterback, it does. And one of them said that played the last 10 years, a little bit over 10 years ago. He said, let me tell you something. I hate playing as a quarterback in wet weather. It was so hard to grip the football. But if I could just squeeze it with less air in it, it was an advantage.
So it seems like this is something that's more widespread and now is being brought to light?
You know, yeah, and that's another thing I wanted to mention. I don't think that, and again, we don't know. We want to hear what the NFL and their findings. We know what Chris Morrison's report was, which is tremendous, yep. And Adam Schefter's reporting. But we don't know. We want to hear what the league has to say about this. And this is just another issue for the league. I mean, you know, they try to put all the Ray Rice stuff and all everything that happened last summer and last fall, all the negativity. It looked like we were back on the right track, and this happens. It's a shame.
You're right about that. And all that being said and taken into account, what do you think the repercussions of something like this for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots would be?
Well, I mean, listen, if their findings are true, they're going to get fined. Now, you're right up against the Super Bowl. This is a terrible time for it. But, you know, this is another unique situation, which Goodell's going to have to, you know, deal with. We dealt with Spygate. Which is significant. They lost a first-round pick. They got fined $500,000. This is not nearly like that, but then you saw our reporting at ESPN, I think Adam Schefter had it, the Colts complained about they thought there was something going on in the November 16th game. So this is not new here. It's I, as much as a Belichick supporter as I've been over the years of trying to defend him, and I'm not saying he had anything to do with it. We still don't even know who did this.
Right.
We don't know who's responsible, but I just... It really bothers me. It's you know, some players have come out and defended the Patriots, but I just want to know why this happened, and let's hope we've got answers over the next 48 hours.
Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider for ESPN, SiriusXM NFL Radio. You catch him on ESPN on the NFL Insider Show. Thanks so much, and for the context and the education on John DeFilippo.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
right,
Adam.
Thank you very much. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up. Gerard Cherry, former New England Patriot, will be with us. He'll talk to Flategate, and we'll wrap things up here on this Mailbag Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.